with the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Our pastor, our assistant pastor.
Yes.
Giving honor to Elder Pastor Gilmore and the other pastors and ministers.
Yes.
Elders, ministers, saints of God. Giving honor to my wife.
Yes.
I say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Woo. So much.
Yes, Lord.
I was going to sing a song.
Yes,
and so many have the song already. The song ties in with my message. The song, no, I'm not going to sing the song. Because pressing time is pressing. But the song would be, "Don't You Let Nobody." Come on now. Don't you let nobody. Come on, talk to me. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Keep on working for the Lord. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Keep on working for the Lord. And it ties in with my message. I'd like to invite your attention to the 24th chapter of Matthew. We got a few scriptures for you. God has been dealing with me about enduring, fortitude, and perseverance. We're going to run those definitions by you. But God has been dealing with me about endurance, fortitude, and perseverance. Now, we've heard some inspiring testimonies. Amen? We've heard some encouraging testimonies. But how many of you know we have to endure? How many of you know we have to persevere? How many of you know we have to press on? How many of you know we have to overcome? We're living in the last and evil days. And I just want us to read this one passage of scripture. Jesus is on the Mount of Olives and he's talking to his disciples and he's explaining to them what's going to happen and what's going to take place. And brothers and sisters, we're living in that time right now. We're living in the last and evil days. And I just want to draw one passage of scripture out of this chapter. Verse number 13. Can we read it together? "But he that endured until the end, the same shall be saved." Let us pray. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this afternoon, Lord God, we thank you for the songs from the praise team. We thank you for the testimonies, inspiring, encouraging testimonies that we have heard. Lord God, we thank you for this ministry. We thank you for the fellowship upon this solid rock. Lord God, that we pray this afternoon that you take full control. Anoint these lips of clay. Realizing that I'm just a tool and an instrument in your hands. To you be all the glory. To you be all the praise. To you be all the honor. Now, Lord God, as we bring forth the mighty word of God, help all of us to hide it in our heart that we sin not against you. We won't fail to give thy name honor and praise and glory. Let some soul cry and say, "What must I do to be saved?" Let us all say, "Jesus." May be seen. Verse number 13 in the 24th chapter of Matthew. "But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved." Scripture said the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but unto him that endureth until the end. I just want to take for a little subject, a little thought, going all the way with Jesus. Uh-huh. Can you repeat that with me? Going all the way. Not halfway, not three quarters of the way, but going what?
All the way.
Going what?
All the way.
Going what?
All the way.
The devil hears you. The devil hears me. And you and I have to have our minds made up to Egypt. When God brought Israel out of Egypt and they were bound in slavery for 400 years, God did not bring them out of Egypt for them to go back to Egypt. And as soon as they got down to the Red Sea, now God had already blessed them miraculously with 10 miracles. All of them saw it. Now when they get down to the Red Sea, when they finally get out of Egypt, the first little hurdle, and it was just a little hurdle, it was a little hurdle to God. First thing they want to cry out and say to Moses, oh, I wish we had stayed in. That was like a slap in God's face. After all he had done for them, that was a slap. You mean to tell me God brought them all the way out there to leave them? God brought them all the way out there so the Egyptians could destroy them? He brought them out there for a reason. Because not only did he want to show Israel, but he wanted to show Pharaoh and the Egyptians that he was sovereign. That he was in control. And there was none other like him. And what did he do? He gave them Egyptians a swimming lesson that they didn't pass. Their dead bodies washed up on the other shore.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You read the book of Exodus. He gave a swimming lesson that they didn't pass. Uh-huh. Their dead bodies washed up on shore.
Yes.
Because of our sovereign God.
Yeah.
He that endureth until the end, the same shall be saved.
Right.
Look at St. Mark chapter number 4. We're going to look at a few scriptures this afternoon. Hallelujah. My mind is made up. My heart is fixed. Where else is there to go? Jesus is the best thing. Now Solomon said in the 18th chapter of Proverbs, when a man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing. Now my wife, she's a good thing. But Jesus is the best. Chapter number 4, this is the soul that went forth to sow. And I'm interested in verse 16 and 17. And now, the seed represents God's word, and seed fell on different types of ground. But we want to extract verse 16 and 17 out of this chapter. And these are they, likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who, when they heard the word, immediately received it with what?
Gladness.
Verse 17. And have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a what? A time. Afterwards, when afflictions and persecutions arise for the what sake?
Word
sake, immediately they are offended. No root. They were offended. When you walk with God, offenses are going to come. When you have a mind to live for Jesus, opposition is going to come. Do you know why? Because the devil has lost you. Amen. Amen. We have been snatched out of the devil's hands. We have been snatched out of the fire. We don't belong to him anymore. And he is upset because we're a threat to his little Mickey Mouse kingdom. Every last one of us are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Those of us who are walking with Christ. And we are a threat. A soldier in the army of the Lord, God doesn't want, God won't have, and God can't stand a coward soldier. Corps and the training we had to go through was hard, rigorous, strenuous. But what were they trying to do? They were trying to mold and shape and form us to be a soldier, to become a soldier. We had to put off civilian life and put on military life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Paul the apostle told Timothy, his son in the Lord, endure hardness as a good soldier in the army of the Lord. If you're walking with God this afternoon, if you're part of the redeemed of the Lord, you are a good soldier in the army of the Lord. And in this army, we are victorious. Hallelujah. God doesn't want a deserter. He doesn't want a coward. He wants somebody who's going to be strong in the Lord. We have the power. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. If you have the Holy Ghost, we have more power than the enemy. My wife and I just recently went to see the movie The War Room. This is a war we're in. One of the parts of that movie that I was so touched, I was crying. I'm a sensitive type of person. It takes a real man to cry. Come on now. It takes a real man to shed a tear. One of the parts in that movie that touched me, there were so many. The old lady and this real estate woman, they were selling real estate. They were walking back to their vehicle and somebody tried to mug them with a knife. I don't mean to tell the movie, but I got to share this with y'all. And the old lady, what she did, she rebuked that individual in the name of Jesus. The guy jumped out of nowhere with a knife. Give me your money. Well, she gave him something all right. And it wasn't silver and gold. She rebuked that spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we're in a spiritual war. We're fighting against spirits. But worst of all, we got to fight against this flesh. Don't you know that's our worst enemy? Don't you know our flesh will keep us out of heaven? Not Satan and them demons. Not if you have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We have more power than the power of the enemy. Despite spiritual race that we're in. We're coming down the home stretch. The finish line is in view. And guess who's at the finish line? Jesus. Jesus. The author and finisher of our faith. And you know what he's doing? He's saying, come on, church. You can make it. Come on, my brother. I paid the price for you. You can make it. We're coming down the stretch. If there ever was a time to dig in and hold on, if there ever was a time to persevere, if there ever was a time to be faithful,
thank you.
It was his and his wife's responsibility to rear them up in the admonition and fear of the Lord. But we don't own anything. Even our spouses, to death do you part. We're just coming through this old life. We're just here for a little while. And you mean to tell me you're going to reject salvation and reject what God has for you? Paul said, the eye have not seen, neither have the ear heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Paul said, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be They say I got a heart condition, but I want you to understand I got another heart condition. I've given it to Jesus. That's the real heart condition. My heart is sold out to God. 66 and saved. On my way to heaven. I'm not worried about my 67th birthday, because if I don't see it, just shout at my funeral. way with Jesus. Not part of the way, not some of the way. Revelations 12 and 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. By the word. Your problem. Speak to your trial. Speak to the tribulation.